Okay, good vach, everybody. It's an incredible schus to be back together here. Back together in the Schreier home. I want to start b'chloed echzanya to thank the Schreiers and to thank Eliza for always opening up their bayis to Torah, to chizik, to zoris. To be big schus for the entire mishpacha. And as well, just want to point out, the shiur tonight is sponsored anonymously. Very special Tom, in the schus that we all have a week full of simcha, bracha, siyat d'shmaya, and dveikus b'Hashem. And there's overall hodah and akaras hatov to all. That's Mirat Hashem tonight's shir. I'll add it should be for the next 2 weeks, because unless we're zoich and Mashiach, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael next weekend. So Mirat Hashem, this should be a schus for 2 weeks full of simcha, bracha, siyat d'shmaya, and dveikus. Mirat Hashem. So special to be back together tonight. Matzei Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu was all full of nechama. And after we were away from each other all summer, it's a nechama to be back together and to continue to learn together, to continue to gain chizik and esayrus together. But we also, before we even begin, you know, you see tonight how quickly time passes us by. Mamish, the summer flies by. Very, very quickly. Already end of the summer. Shabbos Nachamu. Before we know it, it's Elul. Yom Tovim. So it's so important to make the most of every single day. Make the most of every moment. And realize how quickly time flies us by. When you make the most of every moment, even if sometimes it still feels like time goes very quickly, it's not in a way that we have any regrets. And not in a way that we're down. We're excited about what we've done with the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with. So Mir Tashem. That itself should be a chizik to each and every one of us. Now we read this morning in the Haftorah, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. The Navi Yeshaya, he brings us nechama with such beautiful words of nevuah that we should have nechama. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Rebbein Shalom that brought Chorban, tells us, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. That I want you to have nechama, I want you to have comfort. I don't want you to be sad, I don't want you to have atzvus. I don't want you to sit and sulk and crawl up into a corner in depression. But you should have nechama. You should have comfort. Even before this complete geula and Yeshua, which we're all yearning for, you should have a nechama. So there's already a pesikta, a medrash, that asked, that was for that door. What about all future dairis? What about us sitting here, Tavshinai and Tess? Who each and every one of us in our own personal lives have challenges, have nisyonos, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, the tragedies that we're still going through. So if you paid attention, it's Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoimar Elokeichem. Nachmu Nachmu Ami, that my nation should have nechama, should have comfort, Yoimar Elokeichem. Our God says, Yomar, Yomar is Blashon Asid. Yomar is in the future. I will say. And the Medrash answers and says that that was a nechama for all doiros, for all generations. Meaning those words were meant to be heard by each and every one of us sitting here. And to know that the Rabbeinu Shalom, our Tata and Emma, our Father, wants us to always have nechama. Wants us to have comfort. Wants us to be okay with whatever is going on in our life. How do we get there? How do we get there? I want to start with a little Torah from the upcoming Parsha. We always on Shabbos are already, although we read Parshas Veschanan this morning, which is packed with Asar Zedibros and Shema Yisrael, it's beautiful Psukim. But we already on Shabbos read by Mincha the next Parsha. So we already are connected to next Shabbos as well. Maybe that's a little bit just thinking now. I never thought about it like that, but maybe that's the connection. We see, we know the Gemara on Shabbos says when Klal Yisrael keeps Shtei Shabbosos. When Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbos, will be Zoicha to Gula, be Zoicha Mashiach. So we see already every Shabbos is connected to the next Shabbos. That on this Shabbos we're reading this Parsha, but we already look forward to the next Parsha by Mincha and Shabbos. So if you look just the first few words of next week's Parsha, the Parsha tells us, V'haya Ekev Tishmon. V'haya Ekev Tishmon, if you listen to what? To the Torah and mitzvos, and then the parasha beautifully talks about all this incredible bracha that will be in our life. V'heivcha, v'racha, v'erbecha. Hashem's going to show His love for us and bring us bracha. Uberach pre bidnacha, pre ad mesacha, that will be zoichet of children, and our cattle will be zoichet of children, the gancha visiroshcha, and our grains, everything will be baruch tiyah mikol amim, will be blessed from all the nations. Like incredible brachas, incredible blessings that we're all yearning for. When v'haya ekev tishmon? What does that mean? What's v'haya ekev tishmon? Does it just mean to keep to our mitzvahs? To listen? What is this listening to? Because I believe through this, these words, we could understand in a very deep way where that nechama that we're all yearning for always can come from. Yes, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to listen Nachmu Nachem Ami. He wants us to feel that, but sadly, sometimes we don't hear. And sometimes we don't feel that. How can we always have that nechama? How can we always be at peace with our lives, with whatever Hashem brings upon us? So the Baal Turim points out the word Ekev, next week's parsha, that again, we read already this afternoon, the word Ekev is Gematria 172. And if you go through that Aseret HaDibros, I don't know if maybe you could try this later tonight or tomorrow if you'd like. I didn't do it. I'm trusting the Baal HaTurim. But he says, if you go through the Aseret HaDibros, this morning we read the Aseret HaDibros, Parshas Beschanan, but if you go through the Aseret HaDibros and Parshas Yisro, you'll see there are 172 words. Vayayekev Tishmaun is an allusion already to the Aseret HaDibros. That if you listen, but specifically that word tishmon, and we have to focus on what that means, but some sort of listening to the Aseret HaDibros, some sort of listening, just hearing the Aseret HaDibros, will bring about all this bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that will feel His love, will feel His bracha, will be blessed in all incredible ways, which is all we're yearning for. What exactly are we listening to in the Aseret HaDibros? Maybe we were in shul this morning, we heard the Aseret HaDibros, they're very important. These Ten Commandments, obviously, although every single mitzvah is important, every single mitzvah is a gem, every mitzvah is precious, and we're not supposed to take one mitzvah and belittle it. Not every mitzvah we have to try our best to keep to the best of our ability. The Eibishter wants us, and that's how we'll be reach a level of shleimus, of complete perfection. But obviously there's something special about these ten mitzvahs. That's why there is Aseret HaDibros. That's why there are the Ten Commandments. But what's this by Ekev Tishmon? We have to listen to them. What are we listening to specifically? So I want to read you a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes on this morning's parasha, Tafresh Samach Beis, what we're supposed to be listening to. Constantly. Sfas Emes says, listen to the words. This is Hashem. This is Ger Rebbe. Shenitein l'vnei Yisrael ze'akoyach bekabalas haTorah. Ekabalas haTorah. When we all of our neshamos were there. We might not have physically been there, but our soul, and we have to believe this, every one of our neshamos was at Har Sinai. Every one of our neshamos was by Kabbalas haTorah. We'll read this in a few weeks. In Parshat Nitzavim, it says, V'esasher enenu po imanu hayom. It doesn't say omeid, it says, V'esasher yeshnu po omeid imanu hayom. Those that were alive were literally physically standing there. V'esasher enenu po, those that were not alive yet, still imanu, were there. They weren't standing, they weren't physically standing. Their body, our guf, our body wasn't there, but we were there. Our neshama was present. Our neshama was present at our Sinai Kabbalah Zatayah. So what koach was given to us at our Sinai when we were there? Listen to these words. Sheyuchlu tamid lishmoa ze hakol anoichi Hashem lokecha. That for all of history and all of eternity, we're able to hear the words anoichi Hashem lokecha. That each and every one of us can hear those words that we know were uttered by the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. We can always hear them. That's what Sfas Emes says. And that's what we have to hear. We say, what is probably the most powerful tefillah that we say, the most famous tefillah that we say, the tefillah that has been on millions of Jews' lips when they left this world, as Kiddush Hashem, the words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, listen, what are the words we can listen to? That Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is a understanding and a pirush of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. of really that belief that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one, Hashem is in my life, Hashem is here always. Those words can constantly be listened to. It says, Zeh hakol mischadish b'chol yom. Every single day, there's a new call of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Because those words were uttered by the Rabbanu Shalom himself. To Gemara and the Mak was a very famous gematria, one of the most famous gematrias there is, right? One of the first psukim we learn as a little boy is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, right? Torah, Torah, Torah. That's like our first davening. It's very interesting. It's that pasuk. We might not daven that pasuk now, but we did then, you know. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So the Gemara Makos darshins Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us Torah. Gematria of Torah is 611. So Moshe commanded us and taught us 611 commandments. The first two, Anochi and Lo Yiyah, which are the foundation of all of Torah, the foundation of our whole lives, came from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Hashem literally told us, and we all heard it, we all were there, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzivtecha Me'etzrayim, Lo Yiyah Lecha Elohim Acherim. Those words we heard from Hashem. Chazal teach us that it was so powerful, we literally fainted. We couldn't handle it. And Hashem had to revive us after the first two dibbers. Then he said, enough, the rest Moshe could teach you. But those first two from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, and when they're from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, what the Sfasem is saying, we could still hear it. That call's never been lost. The Pasuk says it explicitly. The Pasuk says it explicitly. We read it this morning. We read it this morning. It's at Devar Mela, these words, Kol Gadov Lo Yosef. It's this great voice, Lo Yosef, that doesn't end. It never needs to be repeated, because it's always constantly going. And that's what the Sfas Emes is saying. The Sfas Emes is saying that we could still hear that. And maybe that Vayekev Tishmon. Vayekev Tishmon, the Baal Turim says, referring back to Saras Yidibur, 172 Gematria Ekev, is 170 words of Saras Yidibur, that Tishmon we have to listen to, but what specifically we have to listen to? We have to listen to the koil that we could still hear today. The koil of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, that I am Hashem, your God. Now let's bring that a little bit deeper to each and every one of us. It doesn't say, Anoichi, Hashem didn't say to us, Anoichi Hashem Elokechem. He's talking to Gantz Klal Yisrael of all of history there. Each and every one of us included, right? All of Klal Yisrael, every neshama that ever existed. So it should be, Anoichi Hashem Elokechem, B'lashon Rabim. I am Hashem, your God. But it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God, B'lashon Yochid. That Hashem was speaking to an individual. Now you could say, of course you could say, as we all know, and there's definitely one day to say, at Har Sinai, we're Kish Echad B'Lev Echad. We all know that V'Yichin Yisrael Neged Har, right? We had Achdus, and therefore the unity, the unified nation was as if we're one, so it's Anoich Hashem Elokecha, as one unit, one nation. But maybe I want to suggest, maybe, specifically that pasuk, which is our Emunah B'Hashem, our belief in Hashem, our connection to Hashem, our feeling of Hashem in my life always, had to be felt on an individual's level. It had to be that every single one of us he was talking to individually. It's true, he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to all of Klal Yisrael. But he was talking, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Eibishter, was talking to each and every one of us on a personal level. And he was saying, I want you to believe and I want you to know I'm your personal Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm your personal Father. I'm here for you. I'm with you. I'm watching over you. I'm taking care of you. And then the Hashem Elokecha, I'm both. Hashem is Midas Rachmim, is mercy. Elokecha is Midas Din. Whenever you see mercy and good in your life, it's me. When you see Din that doesn't seem so great, it's also me, and I'm that same merciful God that's taking care of you real life. And it's all going to be good. That's what Vayekev Tishmon we have to listen to. We have to hear. We have to open up our ears a little bit wider and listen to the koil of Hashem of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, and that is the greatest nechama. That's the greatest comfort in the world. a comfort to know that Rabbanu Shalom is my Rabbanu Shalom. He's my. They're not just. Of course, we all believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. We believe in the Creator of the world, and we believe in all that we keep in Torah mitzvahs. But like, no, he's deeply connected to me. He's watching over me. He's listening to me. He's taking care of me. And therefore, whatever is going on in my life, it's love from the Eibishter. I want it to get better. I want to see the end. But even before I see the end, I know that. And that's the greatest nechama, nachmu, nachma, ami. You're my nation. You're my people. You're mine. And we have to believe that and hear that voice. Vayayikiv tishmon. You know, the world says, seeing is believing. Right? It's such a phrase, seeing is believing. Seeing is it's such an insignificant, meaningless line. If you stop and think about it, that's pashit should be pashit. Someone had to come up with and say, seeing is believing. Really? Like as if I saw, I wouldn't believe. I don't even, that's such a meaningless thing to say, if you stop and think about it, right? Wow, some great philosopher came up with such a phrase, and the world's like, seeing is believing. Oh, godless. So deep. No, that's pashit of a pashit. Seeing is believing. That's like obvious. Of course seeing is, but what, now I'm going to see this cup and not believe it's a cup? Or maybe it's chves and shaliza put something, I don't know, I can't even think of any other possibility to even talk about, because it's so pashit of a pashit, right? We believe in something so much deeper. We believe in something so much deeper as Yidden. We don't say seeing is believing. What do we say? 3 times a day. Some 4 times a day. At least 2x a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Just hearing it is believing. I don't have to even see it. I don't have to see it with my eyes. I hear it. I internalize it. I know it. Listen to the voice of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen to the voice. Vayayikiv tishmon. Listen to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It's still being screamed. Hashem's still screaming it. Oh, you don't hear it? You're not opening up your ears wide enough. You can hear it everywhere. You might not see it the way other people see things. So we can't see the Rabbanu Shalom the way I could see this watch, and I could see this cup, and I could see this phone. We can't see the Rabbanu Shalom like that, but can we hear Him? Can we listen to Him in our lives? He's not knocking at every door that we enter. The Eibishter, then we have to listen, and we have to hear, and we have to live with that. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We have to live with that every single moment of our life. There's no greater nechama. My Tata and Emily is watching over me every single moment. I hear it. You know, there was a Yid in Yerushalayim. It's a young couple who's living in Yerushalayim. This goes back many years ago. They were the Auerbachs, actually. The name was the Auerbachs. Sorry, it's not here tonight, but the name was the Auerbachs. I don't know, related anyways, many years ago. And the woman, the wife was Rachel Auerbach. And one day Rachel was in her apartment in Yerushalayim, and she hears a baby crying, but it's continuing and continuing. It sounds very, very close. And eventually she opens up her door and she finds Mamish like out of a movie, you know? Like literally at her doorstep, wrapped up very nicely, a baby. She couldn't believe her eyes. And she obviously takes him in and cuddles him and takes care. And what's going on? Obviously some mother couldn't handle the baby, whatever this is. She doesn't know. Whatever the story was, there was no note, no nothing, just left at her doors. She was discussing with her husband what to do. They took care of the baby the first few days and spoke to some big rabbanim, different people. And they realized if they give the baby up to the government will go and put the baby in some home till they find a foster home, or some parents are willing to adopt the baby. But they realized, they thought about it, and they said, chances were, where would this baby end up? The baby would end up with some chiloni family, that's where the chances, some non-from family, be raised low b'derech Torah mitzvahs. That's what the chances were, that's where the government would give the baby. So they said, you know what? The baby was at our steps, maybe the Eibishter was giving us the baby and asking us to be trusted with this baby. And they decided to take the baby. And to raise the baby, and to adopt the baby. And they called him David. And he grew up. And like sometimes is, sadly, it's hard, you know, an adopted child, especially when they find out they're adopted, as children are very, very confused, have a lot of mixed emotions towards who their real parents are, why could they have done that. And this boy, Kachave, and he was a difficult child. He was a difficult child, and very, very difficult in school, especially. He would act out all the time, and he was very, very difficult. And he constantly was getting in trouble. And eventually, he was like a young teenager already, and the school he was in just couldn't handle him anymore. And they told him it was Elzvan. They told him he has one more, right, this time of the year, right, at the beginning. And they told him, you have this last chance. I have to see if you either shape up or that's it. We can't handle him. Sorry. We want it, but you... And he actually started to improve, but they didn't feel enough. And they kicked him out of the yeshiva. And the parents had to find another yeshiva. And eventually they found another yeshiva, a very warm, loving yeshiva. And it was right that elbow when he switched, he started to mamish grow unbelievably. And he started to work on himself. And he got very serious. And he became this like wonderful balmidos, mensch, never acting up anymore. Like literally, terrifying, the whole change. And he went on to yeshiva, and he was very wanted. He found a beautiful shidduch, and got married, and had a wonderful life. And one of the Rebbeim once asked him, Davril, what happened? What changed? How did you finally see the light and change your life around after so many years of being so difficult and obviously being confused and no one was judging you? You had a difficult upbringing, and you had a very loving parent, but emotionally, what changed? He says, with Elul, and Elul we say every single day, like we will, mamish a couple weeks, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow is, 2 weeks from tomorrow is already Elul. And we'll start saying, it's scary. We'll start saying, Kapitel Chav Zayin every day, L'David Hashem O'er V'Yishi. The Minog Yisrael say, L'David Hashem O'er V'Yishi, every single day of Elul. And in there there's a pasuk, and he started saying Elul, that Elul, when he was facing this threat of being thrown out and realizing his life needed to turn around, but still being so upset at his parents, of his real biological parents, and confused. And he read, and he was reading every day in the tefillah of the pasuk, Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni. That when my parents, my father and my mother leave me, Hashem yasveni, Hashem will gather me in. And he was reading that every day. And his whole life, he said, he was upset and acting out because he was upset of his biological parents that left him. Yasvuni. But now he realized his Tatan Hemel never left him, and his Tatan Hemel took him in, and he always has his father by his side. And that turned him around completely. Just that knowledge, just that understanding. He still didn't see it, but he heard it. And he knew it. And that's the nechama of life that each and every one of us need. The nechama of life is that even without seeing it, just know the Eibishter is by our side. Hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You know, we say this morning, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Nachmu, Nachmu. Listen, there's a Torah that came to me in the schuss of the shir. I was thinking about this Erev Shabbos Kodesh. This came to me. Nachmu, Nachmu. Is repeated. It's repetitive. Medrashor says in the Chama B'Keflayim it should be a double amount of comfort. Nachmu is Gematria 104. Nachmu, Nachmu is Gematria then 208. It's good, it's good. 104 plus 104. It's not such a difficult one. Hopefully others could have did that also. But okay, 208 is Nachmu, Nachmu. 208 is Gematria Yitzchak. 208 is Gematria Yitzchak. So sitting on Erev Shabbos thinking as I'm preparing this year, what pshat, what's the connection to Yitzchak Avinu? How's Nechama connected to Yitzchak Avinu? So I want to suggest as follows. We all know, we don't know much about Yitzchak, of all the others, the least we know is about Yitzchak Avinu. There's very little that's happening about Yitzchak Avinu. Okay, we all know all the mice of giving over the brachos, but not much else. But what's the first big story of Yitzchak Avinu? We're really impressed with Yitzchak Avinu and learn from Yitzchak Avinu as a kid is Yitzchak. Now obviously we focus a lot on the Nisayon of Avram over there, who was willing and the 10th test of Avram, according to most, right? To go and be willing to kill his son, Avram Avinu, what an Isayo, and Akedis Yitzchak. But Yitzchak Avinu was willing to die at Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu was giving his life. He knew what was going on. Maybe not at the very beginning of this, started walking, but he definitely knew what was going on in the middle. I'm not going to go through many sources. And he asked Avram to tie him down so he shouldn't even move. And asked Avram to cover him so he shouldn't see, that he would maybe move out of the way and not accept it in the perfect of ways. Yitzchak Avinu, what an incredible Mesiras Nefesh, be willing at 37 years old to give up his life for the Eibishter. With no understanding, with absolutely no understanding of why, just because the Eibishter said. But now let's look at it. So Avinu was also willing to kill his son. They're both tremendous Nisyonos. But you know what? And we usually look at the Nisyon of Avram as even bigger than Yitzchak. That's where the focus is. But I was thinking about it on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Avram Avinu had a Nevuah. Avram Avinu, and what that Nevuah was, I actually spoke about it recently. We're not going to go into it right now. But definitely it was a Nevuah. A Nevuah is a sight. He had some level of Re'iyah. Even if it was in a dream and he had to interpret it, but he had a Re'iyah that he has to do this. That the Eibishter wants him to do this. He had it seeing that. He had a Nevuah. So for Avram Avinu, it's still very difficult to go through it, don't get me wrong. But of course, how could he say no? His level was seeing, like we said, seeing, believing, is pashit. Yitzchak didn't have any Nevuah. Yitzchak heard this from his father and had to have the same Amunah. Yitzchak had a Shmiah. And Yitzchak was willing to go through and to know the Eibishter wants it, this is Emes, and this is best for the world. And best for me. In a calm way. That's the word of Nachmu Nachmami. Nachmu Nachmu Gvatri Yitzchak. The greatest Nachmu is to have that Shmiah. Even when we don't see, even when we don't fully grasp. But I hear it, I know it's Emes. I know the Eibishter is by my side. I can handle anything. I can handle anything. That's our avoda. To have such a muna. Ekev is Gematria 172, is also Gematria Sod Amuna. The depth of Amuna, the secret of Amuna. The deepest Amuna. The Amuna of our lives is this Amuna of listening and always hearing. Without Amuna, I can handle everything. Without Amuna, it's all good. Without Amuna, I'm standing strong in any situation in my life. And then more than that, I don't just have a nechama. Vayeikev tishmon, that's, I'm able to be the best person I can be also. Not right, when you have that feeling, so what is that? Vayeikev tishmon, if you listen to that, anoich Hashem lokecha, so then ushmartem, basisem, you're going to keep the Torah, you're going to do it all. Vishomar Hashem lokecha, you're anticipated and excited to keep Torah mitzvahs. You're a different person. Your whole entire aura is different. When you have that amunah, when that's the foundation of one's life. But that amunah has to be so deep and so real. It's not just, we're sitting here now, and we're learning together. We're being mechazik each other together. And I know that each and every one of us believes everything we're talking about, and feels it, and is living it. And as like this hargosha, I'm going to live with this always. Yet in the moments, it's sometimes difficult. We really do believe this. We really do believe. Everybody here believes Hashem created the world and Hashem's watching over me. Hashem knows what's best for me. But it has to go even deeper than that. I want to suggest as follows. You know, this past Friday, I'm sure you all knew, right? It was Erev Shabbos, was Tu B'Av. And everybody looks at Tu B'Av and understands the aspect of Shiduchim of Tu B'Av. And Bez Hashem, all the tefillos that were davened should all be Mekayim, Mekabel. Bez Hashem is Baruch, Bekarav Mamish. Bekarav Mamish. But Tu B'Av is so much deeper than that. That's a part of it. Right? The Gemara says in Taina's Mishnah, Lo Hayom Tovim LiYisrael Kichamisha Asur B'Av U'B'Yom HaKippurim. The greatest days of the year are Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, and everybody understands Yom Kippur is of the greatest days of the year. Kapara, Tahara, fresh new beginning, we all love that. It's awesome. Even if the day's a little difficult, it's the greatest feeling in the world. That I could understand. Tu B'Av. And even if we talk about other cases, Shiduchim, we know how precious Shiduchim are, but not everybody finds their Shiduchim Tu B'Av. Like, meaning, that's the greatest day of the year. What's so great about Tu B'Av? And the Gemara goes through different ideas. This is a famous Torah I probably said over before, but I want to give a new pshat in it. There's a Torah from the Heilige Avodas Yisrael, the Kashrus of Magid. And this is in a deep way, maybe, but there's Drush. Listen closely, we're going to develop something very special here, I think. What does it mean, Lo? You have Torah Yisrael Ketubah. So Tuba of Tezvav, most Pashup Shad is Tezvav Bav, the 15th day of Av. But the Vayis Yisrael says maybe it's also the Chazal is alluding to Tezvav Be Aleph Beis, the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. Tu Be Av, the 15th Be Aleph Beis. As opposed to don't read the word as Be Av, read it Be Aleph Beis. The 15th in the Aleph Beis, that's so special, that's incredible. What is the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis? Samach. You heard that before, or you knew right away?
You might have said it.
I've said it before. You counted. Okay, that was quick, good. Samach. Right? The 15th letter in the an Aleph Beis is Samach. So the godless of Lo Yom Tov Yisrael is the letter Samach. So the way I always understood that, we'll just chazer quickly one pshat, and I think we've said it here before maybe, or at some point. The way I always understood the Samach is a circle. The Samach is a circle. And the greatest chizik in the world, what does a circle teach me? It teaches me even when you're already in the bottom, you're going to come back to the top. It's the circle of life. It's that even when you think things are so bad, they're going to get better. Don't worry. Right? It's that amunah. The samach represents that amunah. The samach represents it's going to get back. That's what circle, you get to the bottom, you're going to get right back up to the top. Others talk about the achdus of a circle. But I want to suggest maybe something else. I was thinking the other day, you know what Samach means? What is the letter Samach? Is Samach, sure, it's that circle and we see it, but what does Samach mean? Someich, what does Someich mean? To lean on. To lean on. Le'utoyim Yisrael, I mean, the greatest to be a Samach is to realize we can always lean on Hashem. We could always be leaning on Hashem. That we always have to be leaning on Hashem. We always have to be hugging Hashem. Meaning the emunah of listening to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is not just hearing it and knowing it and believing it in our mind, but living in our hearts every moment and always be leaning on Hashem. Always be hugging the Rabbeinu Shalom. I was meeting with a couple not so long ago. They were going through a difficult situation. Wonderful couple, B'nai Torah, who have tremendous emunah and bitachon, and the situation I was talking about, that they have to, that the only answer is to have a deeper emunah, and these are people who have tremendous emunah, but I said there's a difference of having emunah, of believing it in your mind and feeling it in your heart every moment, and literally hugging the Rabbeinu Shalom every moment, and living with him by your side, and leaning on Hashem. To lean on Hashem. To lean on the Rabbeinu Shalom every moment. That's going to bring the greatest nechama. That's the shmiya of Vayegev Tishmon. That's maybe Lo Yom Tov Yisrael, Ketubah of the 15th letter in Aleph Beis of Soymeich Noiflu. When you fall, just go get up and lean on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now we said over those that were together, Tisha B'Av. So I think I said this over Tisha B'Av, if I'm not mistaken. Could have been later in the day. We'll repeat, it's a very important Torah. Of the most famous questions that's discussed during the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, is this Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma talks about the Kruvim, the moment the enemies walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Very famous, I'm sure you all learned this and heard this question. Right? The Gemara and B'Avasra tells us that the Kruvim, the angelic figures on top of the Aron, they represented the Rabbeinu Shalom's relationship with Kal Yisrael. And they were miraculous. Somehow these inanimate golden objects were able to move. And when we were doing what we were supposed to, they were facing each other in love. And when we were not doing Ratzon Shemokom, they go back to back. But the moment that our enemies walked into Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara teaches us, they walked in and they saw the Kruvim that were Murim Zebzeh. They were embracing, they were hugging, literally hugging. And all of Mefarshim ask, and I'm sure you've heard this, and there are many different answers. How could it be? How could it be at that moment? They should be far away as possible. The moment of Churban, the moment of destruction, the moment when we were so far from the Rebbein Shalom. So how are they embracing? So I saw this year from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, and I believe it's Emesh Bamito. The Rebbein Shalom knew we're about to enter into a dark galus. We're about to enter into very difficult times. Globally, individually, we're going to have nisyonos, we're going to have machlos, we're going to have difficulties with parnasa, difficulties with shiduchim, we're going to have pogroms, we're going to have terrible times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at that moment, before we walked into that, giving us the biggest hug. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives a refuah before a makkah. It's always in the air. And he's trying to teach us and tell each and every one of us, you know what's going to keep you strong through the bitter, dark galus, through the nisyonos of life, through the challenges of life? Just hug me. Know that I'm hugging you. Know that every moment all I want to do is hug you. Know that every moment I'm by your side. And you might not see it, but hear it. Listen for it. Listen for Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Listen, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I'm your Rebbein Shalom, your individual Rebbein Shalom. Not just Klal Yisrael. Not just, okay, you could go, you know, sometimes it's like a little bit silly, and I don't mean this in the wrong way. And I want to tell you, you know, I'm Bez Hashem Isbarach, we're going with Mishpacha to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, hopefully forever. Hopefully the next year will be in Yerushalayim Er Kodesh, and you'll all join. Bez Hashem Isbarach. We'll figure out where. Okay, fine. Jennifer's apartment, I guess. And that's what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay, fine. Wherever we'll be, Bez Hashem. So hopefully we will have share next weekend at some point in Yerushalayim. So I was planning, I was thinking about the trip and different things. I was thinking about, actually just today, I was thinking about which gedolim I want to go to and talk to and bring some my children to. And sometimes, but sometimes I think about it and I want to say this in the right way. Because trust me, gedolim and their das Torah and their understanding of the world and to go for eitzah and to go for brachos is very, very important. But sometimes we rely on that too much, or we focus on that too much. And stop for a moment and realize, you could hug the Rebbein Shalom. You could lean on the Rebbein Shalom. You could talk to the Rebbein Shalom. You could dive into the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom is waiting for your tefillas. The Rebbein Shalom is by your side. It's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, not just to Reb Chaim Knievsky and Echveisnish to the Gedolim, quote unquote. It's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Each and every one of us have a individualized, special, precious relationship with the Rebbein Shalom, and we have to believe that, and we have to hear that, and we have to live that, and embrace that, and lean on that every single moment of our life. And if we live with that, Amuna, Vada will be a different type of person, Ushmartim, Basisim, as we said. But our Nechama will be there always. Halavai will be Zaycha, Gula, and Yeshua. But those are different than Nechama. Whatever we go through, I'm okay. I have comfort. What do we say, Lo Aleinu? God forbid, we should never know from it, but Lo Aleinu, when there's a death, we say, Baruch Dayan Emes. Kach Baruch is Dayan Emes. And we bless it. Baruch Dayan Emes. Because I know it's Emes. I know it's ultimately in the larger picture, it's okay. It's not more than okay. It's the Rebbein Shalom by my side. And immediately when we hear of that, immediately we're reaching out, being relying and leaning on the Rebbein Shalom. That's what we do immediately. And we know, where's the Nechama? Makom Yenachem Eschem. Only from the Eivishter. So to us, every moment of our life, every moment, we have to be leaning on Hashem and living with Hashem and embracing Hashem and hearing that Anoich Hashem Lokecha. And let's make sure that lo aleinu, when we have those challenges in life, which is inevitable while we're still in galus, for each and every one of us, not to forget who the greatest being to lean on and to find Nechama is. To stop and think, this is from the Rebbein Shalom. This is out of love. This is going to be okay. And really believe that and embrace and hug and listen, and try to just stop and listen. And it's all going to be good. And Hashem, the Nechama, of Shabbos Nachmu and the Shevet and the Chamta that we're starting, we'll all feel. And we'll hear that Yoimar Lekechem, for all Doris, we'll have that Nechama. That we'll be able to live with that Nechama every moment of our life until we no longer need Nechama, because we'll be Zaycha to Geula and Yeshua with Bias Mashiach, with Mashiach Zakenu, B'mehir. Have a beautiful night, a beautiful week. We'll continue soon. Bez Hashem.